For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. There's no foreseeable relief for Iran as its temperatures hit the feel-like temperature of 163 degrees Fahrenheit. Due to extreme heat and humidity, Bandar Mashar registered an apparent temperature of 154 degrees on Thursday. However, such exceptional apparent temperatures outdid itself on Friday. The combination of an actual temperature of 115 degrees and a dew point temperature of 90 degrees pushed the apparent temperature to 163 degrees Fahrenheit on Friday afternoon. This reading would have been even higher if a breeze was not blowing, a factor in the calculation of apparent temperature. A strong ridge of high pressure has persisted over the Middle East through much of July, resulting in the extreme heat wave in what many would consider one of the hottest places in the world. Amid this heat wave, Baghdad experienced its all-time record high on Thursday when temperatures soared to 124 degrees. As the land heats up around the Persian Gulf, the air rises quickly and rushes inland from the Gulf, creating an onshore wind that pulls humid air sitting over the waters into coastal communities. Water temperatures in the Persian Gulf are running a bit above normal, contributing to even higher than normal humidity. Believe it or not, it is always very humid in these places surrounding the Persian Gulf during the summer. But the nature of the extreme heat wave is causing some of the highest combinations of heat and humidity ever observed. Relief from the oppressive heat and humidity along the Persian Gulf will not come anytime soon. As it appears now, the ridge of high pressure will remain in place across the Middle East through at least the next week.
Our major cities have become war zones, ravaged by food riots, arson, and terrorism. Our rates of unemployment and homelessness have never been worse in this, the second Great Depression.
You just heard a clip from the action suspense movie thriller, Alongside Night. The movie stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of the hit movie, God's Not Dead. Freedom's not dead either. In a collapsing near future America, brilliant high school senior Elliot Vreeland searches for his famous missing father and family, putting him between an out-of-control federal government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. Dr. Ron Paul recommends this movie, saying, "I believe Alongside Night will advance the cause of liberty." Be among the first to order the Alongside Night Deluxe 3-Disc Blue Ray DVD combo pack, stuffed with hours of extra features. To order this eye-opening movie thriller for only $16.95, including shipping and handling, call 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today. Once again, 800-527-2375 or online at buymovie.today.
A video shot in Japan's port city of Osaka has been making the rounds online, displaying a swarm of white spherical objects of unknown origin flying across the sky. The low-quality footage has triggered speculations over extraterrestrial life and UFOs. The 2-minute clip shows the mysterious round objects moving quickly in the sky while following a dance-like pattern. The footage, which has been reposted a few times from a Japanese YouTube channel, left many viewers puzzled as to what the flying anomalies may be, and also spurred several conspiracy theories. Some reports point out that the Japanese UFO sighting closely resembled the white lights witnessed in June over Hyde Park in London, UK. Find out more at artbell.com. An Ebola vaccine developed by the Public Health Agency of Canada and tested in Guinea has turned out to be almost 100% effective. This news comes from the World Health Organization coming Friday, citing the British medical journal The Lancet. The researchers used the newly developed Ebola shot in so-called ring vaccination, the method that helped eradicate smallpox in the past. It is based on vaccination of all people who came into contact with an infected person, creating a so-called protective ring that prevents the disease from spreading. About 4,000 of those involved were assigned to immediate vaccination after confirmation of the contact with an infected person, and about 3,000 others to delayed vaccination 21 days after the contact. Pregnant and breastfeeding women were excluded from the test. In the period between April 1st and July 20th, more than 3,500 people were vaccinated. As a result, no patient got sick with Ebola after immediate vaccination, whereas 16 people got sick among those who got delayed vaccination. In other words, current findings show near 100% efficiency of the vaccine. The latest Ebola outbreak started in early 2014 and embraced primarily three West African countries, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. Up to July 26, there were 27,784 registered cases and 11,294 people died from the virus. So the good news, it looks like our neighbors to the north have developed a possible cure. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.